Chapter 6. Two Foundational Meditations. This chapter gives you two formal meditations. Together, they cover most of what a daily practice needs. The first is short, flexible, and meant to be folded into ordinary activity. The second is longer, structured, and meant for dedicated meditation periods. Both work. Most practitioners come to use both the long one for morning and evening, and the short one in between. If you want to add or substitute other practices later, that's fine. Treat these as your starting points. Meditation 1, Mindful Metta, based on the Karaniya Metta Sutta. This meditation comes from the most widely cited Buddhist text on loving-kindness, the Karaniya Metta Sutta. The relevant passage reads, "Even as a mother would protect with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart one should cherish all living beings. Radiating love throughout the entire universe above, below, and throughout entirely unbounded, without hatred and ill will. When standing, walking, sitting, or lying down, when not too tired, keep this in mind constantly, for this, they say, is the divine state." This passage is striking because it explicitly says metta is meant to be practiced all day, in any posture, in any activity. It is not meant to be confined to formal meditation. The meditation below is the one I use most often, in part because it scales from a 30-second check-in to a long sit without changing structure. Instructions. Posture and place. You can do this anywhere, sitting, standing, lying down, walking. Eyes open or closed. The only restriction the sutta mentions is that you should not be exhausted. Tired practice is sloppy practice. Rest first. Generate the feeling. Bring your anchor to mind, your dog, your child, your inner child, your benefactor, whatever produces clean, warm love for you. Feel that love as strongly as you can and then push past where you would normally stop. Make it overwhelming. Let it fill your chest, your face, the room. Don't think about it. Feel it, and turn the volume up as high as it will go. If it helps, recall a specific moment, your dog falling asleep on your lap, your grandmother humming, a child you adore looking at you. Stay with the feeling for as long as you need to make it strong, and don't be polite about how strong you let it get. Recall the mother analogy. Recall the line from the sutta, "Even as a mother would protect with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart one should cherish all living beings." Let the love you feel for your anchor become the love a parent feels for their only child, total, protective, unconditional. Don't strain. Just notice that what you're feeling is already in this family of feeling, and let it open out. Radiate boundlessly. Radiating love throughout the entire universe above, below, and throughout entirely unbounded. Feel the love you've generated radiating outward in every direction above you, below you, in front, behind, to all sides, without specific targets. Become a being who is, for this moment, simply emitting love in every direction. Imagine it as warm light, or warmth, or a soft pressure outward. Let any beings who enter your awareness, the people in this building, your family, strangers, animals, the dead, the unborn, be touched by it as they pass through. Free yourself of hatred and ill will. Without hatred and ill will, notice any small contraction of hostility or grievance in your mind, and let it fall away. You can come back to your problems later. For this moment, set them down. Hatred and metta cannot occupy the same mind at once. Sustain. When standing, walking, sitting, or lying down, keep this in mind constantly, for this, they say, is the divine state. This is the cue to carry the orientation forward. When you finish the meditation, the feeling is meant to come with you. As the day goes on and the feeling fades, repeat the practice even briefly, even for 30 seconds, to refresh. As formal meditation, give this at least 10 minutes. As a daytime return, the same structure can shrink to 2 minutes, 30 seconds, or even 1 breath. As you become more familiar with the feeling, you can compress the early steps. Eventually, all you need is the fifth step, a quick sweep that drops hatred and re-radiates love in all directions. Meditation 2, Systematic Metta, based on Buddhaghosa. The second classical meditation is the systematic, expanding circles practice given by the 5th century Theravada scholar Buddhaghosa in the Visuddhimagga, Path of Purification. It is more structured than the first meditation and is meant for dedicated sits. 10 minutes is the practical minimum, 20 to 45 minutes is typical. The principle is simple. You cultivate strong metta for one being, then progressively widen the circle until the feeling embraces all beings. It is the practice that has been taught to most Western meditators since the modern revival of LKM, and it forms the basis of most clinical research interventions. Instructions. Prepare. Find a quiet place. Sit in a comfortable, upright position. Take a few deep breaths. Let your body relax. Soften your face. Reflect briefly on the harm of hatred. Bring to mind, for a moment, what hatred has cost you in life, the energy it has consumed, the relationships it has damaged, the person it has made you when it was running. Let that recognition motivate the practice. Set hatred down for the duration of this meditation. If it helps, imagine a club where ill will is not allowed in the door. Begin with yourself. This is Buddhaghosa's traditional starting point, and it has solid contemporary support. A self-critical or self-rejecting practitioner cannot easily generate clean metta for others. So we start with ourselves. Silently repeat, with feeling, "May I be happy. May I be free from suffering. May I be safe. May I be at peace." Try to feel these wishes for yourself in the same warm way you'd wish them for someone you love. If self-directed metta is too difficult right now, this is normal, especially for trauma survivors and the chronically self-critical. Use a benefactor or a pet as your starting anchor instead, and come back to self-metta later. There is no rule that says you must start with yourself today. The classical literature is clear that you should not begin with the wrong people, but it gives you flexibility on the right ones. Expand to a loved one. Bring to mind someone you love, a friend, a family member, a child, a partner. Direct the same wishes toward them. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you be safe. May you be at peace. Try to maintain the warm feeling you generated for yourself, now turned outward. Include a neutral person. Bring to mind someone you neither like nor dislike, a coworker, a barista, a neighbor whose name you don't know. Extend the same wishes to them. This is often the most surprising step, because it is here that you discover most people in your life are neutral to you, and that you have an enormous amount of unused warmth that could be directed toward them. The world becomes friendlier the moment you start practicing this step. Include a difficult person. Bring to mind someone you find difficult, irritating, frustrating, annoying. Don't start with the worst person you know, start with someone moderately difficult. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you be safe. May you be at peace. Notice resistance. Notice the temptation to add caveats. Notice the urge to keep score. Don't fight it, just notice it, and return to the wishes. Over months and years, you can work up to the most difficult people in your life. Buddhaghosa adds, if you have no enemy, or are the kind of person who does not perceive others as enemies even when harmed, skip this step. Expand to your community, your neighborhood, your city, your country, whatever community you most identify with. May all beings here be happy. May all beings here be free from suffering. May all beings here be safe. May all beings here be at peace. Expand to the world. All beings on earth. Everyone you'll never meet. Everyone in every situation imaginable, right now. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be safe. May all beings be at peace. Radiate boundlessly. Drop the targets. Just feel the warmth radiating in every direction, encompassing everything, without distinction. This is the boundless state the Karaniya Metta Sutta describes. Sit in it as long as you can. When you notice yourself drifting, gently return to wishing. Conclude. Take a few slow breaths. Notice how you feel. When you're ready, open your eyes. Let the feeling come with you into the rest of your day. How to combine them? Most practitioners use Buddhaghosa's longer practice for morning and evening sits and the shorter mindful metta as their daytime touchstone. There is no rule. Use whatever serves your practice. Some general guidance. If you are just beginning, do 20 minutes of Buddhaghosa each morning for a couple of weeks before adding anything else. Get familiar with the feeling and the structure first. Once the feeling becomes accessible, add daytime check-ins using mindful metta. Aim for a handful per day. Don't worry about quality at first, just establish the habit of returning. If you find one structure consistently more useful than the other, lean into it. Don't make this complicated. The goal is to feel metta and live in it. Whichever practice gets you there is the right one. A word on repeated phrases. Both classical traditions and contemporary clinical programs use phrases like may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. Some practitioners find these phrases central, others find them distracting. The feeling matters more than the words. If the words help generate the feeling, use them. If they get in the way, drop them. The feeling is what changes brain and body. The words are an aid. Some people prefer different phrasings. May you be safe, may you be well, may you be loved, may you live with ease. Use whatever phrasing reliably evokes the feeling for you. The next chapter is about what to do when the feeling fades, which it will, many times, every day, for the rest of your life.